I haven't tried it yet. Betting on MMA is easy. You can pick one fighter per matchup, or you can parlay fights within the card. You can bet on which round the fight will end and how it will end. No better way to put your MMA knowledge to the test than with DraftKings Sportsbook. DraftKings Sportsbook is safe and secure, giving you the option to deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code CHICAGO when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000. You heard right. DraftKings Sportsbook has a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Don't forget to enter the code CHICAGO and get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Indiana only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Hi.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Boy, things have gotten really weird.
Yeah, it almost seems like every day you don't know what to expect. So we are going to try and help get you through it.
I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson, and we're the hosts of the new podcast, Coronavirus Daily. We bring in some of the top experts all around the world to ask the questions that you have.
Because we are all in this together, and you know what? We are all going to survive this together.
Again, Coronavirus Daily on the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Doctor's log, hell date 2020. Right now, health and medical industries are feeling the pressure of the COVID-19 outbreak. Doctors are feeling that pressure. Nurses are feeling that pressure. I'm definitely feeling that pressure. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. It's a log of this scary adventure we're all on together. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my doctor's log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! This hour on The Score brought to you by U.S. Water Heating Solutions. They service any type tank, tankless, or boiler system for homes and businesses.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Coombs, since you got to know MJ a little bit about through Francona, you talked about the poker. Any other MJ stories you'd like to share?
Playing third base, Jordan gets a walk or a base hit, and he's at third base. And, you know, he was not a good baseball player. Whatever they say, he was not. And he was fast, but he didn't know how to run the bases. I mean, and who would, right? I mean, he hadn't played in high school. So he's at third base, and he's taking these really big leadoffs and walking down the line. And our catcher keeps giving me the pickoff sign at third base. And he does the first pitch, and I look away, and I don't go to third, and we don't throw down. And then he does the second pitch, and I look away, and I'm like, finally he does the third pitch, and he's staring at me. And now this is the few night games that we played, and there were the stadium's absolutely jam-packed because Jordan's there. And I told Francona, right? Jordan's standing right next to him, shoulder to shoulder, or as close as I can to a guy 6'6". And I go, we should have picked him off the last two pitches. Can you get him to stay close to the bag? And Francona starts laughing. He looks at me, and he goes, Mike, he's telling the truth. Just stand close to the bag, will you? I'm a Chicago kid. I'm not picking Jordan off at third base in an Arizona Fall League game. Sorry. It's not happening. And then get booed out of the stadium? Yeah, nope, not happening.
Make me a bicycle clown.
All I'm back. My name is Joe Ostrowski, in for Lawrence Holmes once again on Lawrence's Score Anniversary, Sports Radio 670, The Score, with you from noon to 2. And I'm sitting there last night. Yes, I was one of those morons watching all of the coverage of the NFL schedule release party special, whatever you want to call it. I was listening in to our station as well, getting the reaction of Grody and Emma and what everybody had to say about the Bears. And the more I looked at it, the more takes I had. So I'm here to share those with you today. Producing, we've got Herb Lawrence and Julio Raseo coming up at 1 o'clock. Matt Harmon from Yahoo Sports will join me. Looking forward to that conversation because Matt is out there telling you, if you're questioning Allen Robinson at all, stop doing it. You're a moron. The guy is an elite receiver. Just how elite? We'll talk with Matt Harmon about that at 1 o'clock. Ryan Pace did speak last night. He spoke on the question, and about 10, 11 minutes into the conversation, they asked a question about Mitchell Trubisky. So they believe in Mitch. They declined the fifth-year option, but they believe in Mitch. Okay? Don't really know where he's going there. If you want to jump in, I'll tell you what. As I go through some of my thoughts on the Bears 2020 schedule, if it happens as planned, right? That's, we have to put that with everything nowadays. I want you to think, we knew the opponents, we knew the locations, we just didn't know when, and we didn't know the primetime games. How much extra rest would they be getting? Which weeks would they have short rest? But now we have all of that. And as you're looking at this Bears schedule, after seeing it all laid out for you, what is one thing that you know? What is one thing that you know? It could be a win. It could be a loss. It could be when there will be a quarterback change. If allowed, a game that you will attend in person. It could be the record. It could be a game the Bears defense shuts out the opponent. Or a revenge game you're excited about. 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. Phone lines are open. Herb will get you on the air. And you can also text me the text zone. You can find me there at 67011, 67011. Text zone brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online, rosenhyundai.com. You can also tweet me at Joe0670, at Joe0670. So, well, nobody really believes what Ryan Pace was saying last night, what he was trying to sell on the Bears show, Bears All Access, right here on 670 The Score last night. We believe in Mitch. That doesn't change. Well, of course it changed. It changed when you declined the option, even though we all knew that that was going to happen. That you're really telling us that you really don't believe in Mitch. You don't believe in Mitch when you bring in Nick Foles, but none of us expected him to say that, of course. With the Bears opening the season at Detroit, find it so intriguing because I would say the majority of you believe that Foles is going to be the week one starter, give up a fourth round pick, the amount of guaranteed money, he's your guy, right? The coaching staff gave up on Trubisky, or at least Nagy gave up on Trubisky. They have some new coaches in now. So some of the blame of last season went on the coaches, of course. The Foles is their guy. And all these different options, they picked out Foles. They entered the quarterback market pretty early, and they gave up the most. All those quarterbacks, what they were signing for, Bears gave up the most because they think he's the best option for their system. But the National Football League made a path for Trubisky to be the week one starter. I don't know that it's going to happen, but now we have a case, and we can discuss this for months and months. Just saying, would it really be shocking if the Bears announce our week one starter is Mitchell Trubisky? Here's why. Because with Trubisky playing, Matt Nagy teams have dominated the Lions. Under Nagy, Mr. Biscuit is 3-0. And it's not just the defense winning those games. They're actually scoring points. Something that we really haven't seen over the last, I don't know, probably year and a half. Here are Trubisky's stats against the Lions. Last three games. and the only three games he's played against them. 68 for 91. 866 yards, so averaging 289 yards per game. 10 total touchdowns, one interception. A quarterback rating of 132.4. Three games, quarterback rating 132. Ryan Tannehill led the NFL last year with 117.5. Pat Mahomes had the highest quarterback rating in the postseason at 111.5. And in three games, Trubisky's rating against the Lions is 132.4 because for some reason, Matt Patricia insists on playing zone defense against, rather man defense against Trubisky. When we all know he has issues with zone, he sticks with man. So Foles may be the better quarterback. In fact, we all know that he is. He's the better quarterback. But you can make a case for starting Mitchell Trubisky. And if you win that game at Detroit, week one, Bears are favored by 5 against the Giants at the moment. I don't think that's going to change a ton. That line's not going to come crashing down. If he's successful week one, and he's 4-0 now in his career against the Lions, he'll get a chance against the weak Giants defense at home in week two. So I think the National Football League actually made a case for the Bears to start the season with Mitchell Trubisky under center. I find that fascinating. I love it. And by the way, the Bears are underdogs week one. That one could change. That could easily flip to the other side. My question is, are you counting home field advantage? Are you giving 2.5, 3 points to Detroit for home field? Because we don't know if any fans are going to be there. And what happens to home field advantage to the betting lines if there are no fans present? Obviously not as much of an advantage, especially for teams like Kansas City and Seattle, locations like that. That'll be interesting to watch. I would guess that that becomes a pick 'em quickly. Quickly. Just based on the action that Bears fans will be betting on the Lions, and we should be having all these legal sports books opening in Illinois at that time. So the number one takeaway I think that most people have is the Bears have to have a hot start, okay? Because you're going to start the year with six opponents who were below 500 last year. While that is true, have we forgotten that it's such a year-to-year league? Yeah, Detroit was bad last year, and Matthew Stafford didn't start half the games. Both times the Bears played the Lions, they didn't see Stafford. They saw Driscoll once and David Blough the other time. Daniel Jones going into his second year. I know that he's going to light the league on fire, but he's going to be better. Indianapolis. Yeah, they were 7-9 last year. Does anybody think the Colts are below 500 this year? And Jacoby Brissett was their starting quarterback last year, and now he's their backup. Tampa Bay. I mean, really? Does that count? Brady is nowhere near what he used to be. But when you swap out Winston for Brady and you add Gronkowski with what he has left, I know that Brady's not going to throw 30 interceptions like Winston did. And the team total for the Bucs is all the way up to 9.5. It's one of the numbers in the league. And Carolina, also a sub-500 team. They're rebuilding. That is clear. New head coach in Matt Rhule. Joe Brady's there now to run the offense, coming from LSU. But Kyle Allen's not the quarterback with his 17 touchdowns and 16 interceptions. Teddy Bridgewater will be under center. So I don't think the start of the season is as soft as many people would like you to believe. Just don't take it for granted saying, oh, they're going to be 4-0 going into that Thursday night game against the Bucs. I'm not quite sure that that's going to be the case. But I'll say they do have some advantages here. They have extra rest 4 times. Carolina game, 9 days of rest after Thursday night football. The LA Rams game, They have an extra day because that's Monday night football. There's another Monday night game, week 10 against Minnesota. Get some extra rest there. And then, of course, after the bye, going into week 12 at Green Bay. So those are a couple of my takeaways. But what is one thing that you know about the Bears 2020 season? Whatever your biggest takeaway is, 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767, text me at 67011. You know, you could take any five-game stretch on an NFL calendar because there are such a limited amount of games, and you could say that, okay, this is going to decide the season. But I'm going to take a close look at the middle part of the year, week 7 through 12. You've got five games against teams that were above 500 last year. Five games against teams that have Vegas win totals above 500. So they're all expected to be winning teams. So that's something to keep an eye on. Rams, Saints, Titans, Vikings, bye week, Packers. Rams, Saints, Titans, Vikings, bye week, Packers. That's something to keep an eye on. If the Bears can go 3-2 in those games, then let's talk playoffs. I'm fine with that because you would expect them to take care of business in some of their other games. Now, I wrote a piece myself, David Haw and Danny Parkins, just about some of our reactions, and it's posted on 670thescore.com if you want to check it out. But one of the games that I have circled, Week 12 Sunday Night Football, at Green Bay, right? And I think a lot of people are talking about Tampa Bay. You understand why, man. The GOAT's coming in town. The GOAT's coming to Soldier Field in week 5. So maybe the offense is moving at that point. And the Bears are coming off short rest because that's a Thursday night game. Coming off a game against the Colts, that could be a tough spot, even though they are back-to-back home games. Just 3 days of rest, and here come Brady, Gronk, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. It can be scary going up against that Bears defense. It's going to be a great Thursday night game. But Matt Nagy has had a lot of issues coming off the bye in both seasons so far. If you go back to last year, so you've got the New Orleans games at Soldier Field. Bears are down by 26 points in the fourth quarter. And the final score was very kind because you had those two garbage touchdowns by Trubisky at the end. So they lost to New Orleans, they lost to the Chargers, and the Eagles. After the bye, Bears dropped 4 of 5, and they're sitting there with a 4-6 record, season over, right? Because did anybody expect the Bears, after losing 4 of 5, to run the table? Because that's what it looked like they needed to do if they wanted to go back to the postseason. It wasn't happening with last year and the offense that they had. They couldn't score in the first half. One of many issues. So they lost 4 of 5 last year coming off the bye. And then in 2018, yeah, it was a magical 12-4 run, but two of their four losses immediately after the bye, Miami and New England. Of course, it was in the Brock Osweiler. Oh, that one still hurts. But then right after the bye, keep in mind, weeks 12 through 17, you've got five divisional games to wrap up the season. So how is Matt Nagy going to get his team ready after the bye? It's been a failure the first couple of years. So how's it going to go in year number 3? And that's another just fascinating angle that we have to take a look at. 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. Joe Ostrowski with you. Want to get your thoughts. Herb, I want to ask you what I'm asking the audience, just about one thing at least that you think you know about the Bears after seeing the schedule all laid out.
I think I know that last year I pronounced there was going to be that gauntlet and you just went over it. They have another gauntlet and you talked about it also.
Yes.
After them playing the Carolina Panthers on October 18th, the games versus the Rams, the Saints, the Titans, the Vikings, and then a bye week, and then the Packers. That is the pivotal spot for the team. You said go, what, 2-3 versus those teams?
If we could 2-3, it's manageable. If you go 3-2, they're probably in a playoff spot.
Hell yeah, because those teams are the teams that you need to beat. That's the gauntlet of gauntlets of their schedule. Right in a row.